The Nobel Peace Prize, a symbol of peace and unity, has stirred quite a bit of controversy lately, especially with the rise of betting platforms like Polymarket.
It's concerning to hear that someone actually made a substantial amount of money, over $30,000, by betting on the Nobel Peace Prize winner. This brings up serious questions about the ethics of turning such a meaningful award into a gambling opportunity.
Absolutely. Polymarket allows users to bet on a range of events, including the Nobel Peace Prize, and earn rewards for making accurate predictions.
While the idea of predicting outcomes can be fun and financially rewarding, it does cast a shadow on the integrity of the awarding process.
Critics argue that turning the Nobel Peace Prize into a betting commodity goes against its fundamental purpose and diminishes its value.
The Nobel Peace Prize is meant to recognize extraordinary efforts in promoting peace, not to be a target for financial speculation or manipulation.
Moreover, the act of placing bets on the prize could potentially influence nominees, leading them to conform to market expectations rather than staying true to their sincere efforts for peace.
This pressure on nominees could distort the authenticity of their actions and the nomination process itself, which should be based on genuine contributions to peace.
In essence, the conversation around betting on the Nobel Peace Prize urges us to carefully consider the mix of opportunities and ethical challenges that platforms like Polymarket present.
While the allure of making money from predictions is strong, we must not overlook the broader impact on the credibility of a globally esteemed award like the Nobel Peace Prize.
It's essential for our discussions to adapt as the landscape of betting changes, especially when it comes to the implications for significant global events, such as the Nobel Peace Prize.